I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Promoting healthy habits at an early age can help prevent chronic diseases in childhood and later in life. Dr. Kathleen Head is here to provide the details. Dr. Head is an assistant professor of internal medicine and pediatrics, and she's associate medical director of the MUSC Boeing Center for Children's Wellness. Dr. Head, what are some of the chronic diseases or conditions that can be prevented in childhood through healthy routines or healthy lifestyle?
Well, healthy routines and healthy lifestyle are really important to keep kids growing properly, to learn and set them up for success in life. And so some of the things that can be prevented are things like depression and anxiety, insomnia, obesity, and things that are connected with obesity, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, and even things like joint pain or injury can be prevented with a healthy lifestyle.
Tell us what a healthy routine for kids would really look like, just sort of day to day.
A healthy lifestyle for children is going to include six pillars of healthy lifestyle. These are things like positive nutrition practices, getting enough physical activity every day, getting a good night's sleep, and then avoiding exposures to substances that are harmful, like tobacco, for example. Also using effective techniques to cope with stress, and then regularly connecting with the community and family. All of these things go into forming a healthy lifestyle.
Give us a few practical details or suggestions about healthy nutrition.
So from a day-to-day, very briefly, nutrition, we recommend that every child get 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. The color of the food tells us what kind of nutrients are in that food. And so just remember, colorful foods are really beneficial. And a good rule of thumb is that half of your plate be filled with fruits and vegetables.
What strategies can you suggest to really make healthy habits stick so they really do become a routine?
First, take the health journey as a family. You can go on walks together after dinner or the weekend. I want you to be consistent. It takes up to 15 exposures for kids to really understand and like a food. So don't give up if they don't like it on the first time. Be honest, healthy habits aren't always fun the first time we participate, but they will grow on you. And lastly, be realistic and make your health goals SMART. So specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. That way, you'll be able to achieve them and make new goals in the future.
And Dr. Head, how can these healthy habits in childhood really help set the stage for chronic disease prevention later in life?
Well, we have to remember that health habits start very early in life, beginning with infancy. And so infants form their sleep-wake cycles. They start to learn when they're hungry, and they also form bonding connections. And then throughout childhood, kids have the opportunity to adapt their lifestyles. So form those new habits in those 6 pillars of lifestyle, like nutrition and physical activity. And these habits will either promote their health or they will set them up for disease in the future. And so this is why family is so important in a child's journey to a healthy lifestyle. As kids develop these patterns, it needs to be teamwork with the whole family over time.
Dr. Head, thanks for this information about a healthy lifestyle for kids and families.
Thank you so much for having me today, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.